This is episode 1917 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to give yourself permission to slow down. And when you slow down, you connect to that best part of who you are, that part of yourself that's often concealed as you go throughout the day, filled with distractions and anxiety and overwhelm. When you sit down to meditate, you allow yourself to be revealed again. And this is a beautiful way to start each day and to end each day. If you could meditate when you begin your day and when you end your day before you go to sleep at night, I think you will find that you have more peace, energy, and clarity in your life. There's a lot of research to back this up. More and more research is being done on meditation because it's being revealed what the ancient yogis knew over 5,000 years ago, that meditation, that process of being more mindful in the moment, which allows you to carry this mindfulness throughout your day, makes you a better person, which makes the world a better place. So, how are you doing as we continue with our series on energy and vitality to help you sleep better? We've been exploring how having more energy and vitality as you go through each day helps you to sleep better at night, because you feel satisfied. You feel as though when you come to the end of your day, that it was a day well done. And that can leave you feeling so satisfied that you drift off to sleep in peace. And you stay asleep. It's not that kind of restless sleep where you toss and turn and wake up in the morning and you feel like you didn't really even sleep. So that's the kind of sleep we're going for this week. In today's episode, you will discover a meditation technique called a mudra. Mudras are referred to as yoga in your hands. There are so many nerve endings on your fingertips and in your hands that when you activate them using pressure in a particular way, holding them in a particular position, it activates a corresponding region of your brain. Mudras are simple to do, and the mudra for this week's series is probably the easiest one there is. It is the prayer mudra. And you can head over to the Sip and Om Instagram or Facebook page and see how you do this week's mudra, because I did a little video of me showing you how to do it. I'll start doing that for you more often. I've had a lot of requests. You can also see how the mudra is done on the free slowdown guide on the Sip and Om meditation app, which will be free for a little bit longer for 2 weeks access to the full app. And that gives you access to over 1,900 guided meditations. There is a slowdown guide and a journal on the app that goes along with each week's series. And you also get half-hour guided meditations to take you into a deeper, richer experience. You also receive the daily lessons as well. that is how you can find out how to do this mudra. But as I said, I think you can do it just fine. What you do is you press your hands together as you hold them at your chest, and you place your hands as though you're in prayer position. So your fingers and thumbs are upward, your fingers are together, and your hands are just pressed together as if you're praying. You can hold this mudra for 10 to 15 minutes at a time. My favorite way to do this mudra is when I'm laying down and I'm getting ready to go to sleep. And I may have had a particularly anxiety-producing day, and I have thoughts that I just can't seem to let go of. And in that case, I'll do the mudra, because when I do the mudra, I feel at peace. And that's what this mudra encourages, is a sense of peace within. I feel a great sense of gratitude as I do this mudra too. I think that's maybe why we place our hands when we pray in this kind of position for most people who pray. Not all people pray this way. And so as you do this mudra, experiment with it. See how it feels when you do it. Maybe before you sit down to do your work and you're a little nervous about the day, or as you start your day, or especially as you end your day, notice how it impacts your sleep. So there you have it, your meditation technique for today. Go ahead and do it as you sit down to meditate. And remember, you can do these techniques not only when you're seated on your meditation cushion or chair. Remember, you can do these techniques beautifully as you go throughout your busy day. And I hope you will take them on the road with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.